Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there, and welcome to New Life Live. We are thrilled that you are here. And when I say we, I'm talking about Dr. Dave Stoop and Dr. Jill Hubbard. Hi, guys.
Hey, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Well, I wish you had been at the Intimacy Intensive this past weekend. We had some amazing, amazing stories, and I'm going to have Larry come in later and tell you all about it. But it was such a great weekend, and we're going to do this again in June. And if you missed this one, you know, some people thought they were coming just because they needed a little bit of help, and they said, wow, everything changed. Other people said, you know, it's this or nothing, and they found what they were looking for. So whether it's a little problem or big, we can help you with it, and you can find out about it at newlife.com or by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. But if you want to join us on the program, you call this number. The number is 1-800-229-3000, 1-800-229-3000. 3,000. Really glad that you're with us today. We'll do two programs. So if you don't get in the beginning, well, you can get in later on. And just to show you how committed we are to you, at 1-800-229-3000, we're going to go to Maria, Moore Park, California. Hi, Maria. How are you?
Hi. Good morning. I'm good. How are you guys?
We are really good.
Good.
How can we help?
Well, I kind of accidentally got online, but I do have a question. I think it's totally God. I have been dating this guy for almost a year. At the beginning, everything was great. And I can see now a lot of reaction from him and a lot of anger and bitterness towards his ex-wife. She did a lot to hurt him. She cheated on him multiple times, and he was trying to, you know, save the marriage, but she didn't want it. So basically, she broke his heart. Then move on, and we started dating, and he was going to therapy, which was really good. But now, you know, he doesn't want to go to therapy anymore. He was taking antidepressants. So I feel a little bit kind of, he's been a little, he has issues, obviously, mental issues, as everyone does. But I feel a little kind of abusive. He's judgmental towards me or make remarks. And then he say, oh, I'm just kidding. That was a joke.
Okay, what's the question for us?
The question for you is, I am praying for clarity, and I wonder if I should, you know, hang around a little bit. He is a good guy, and try to, you know, help him out through his hard time.
What is a good guy? What is a good guy according to you? What's a good guy?
Okay, he is very caring. I know he loves me because he shows me by actions, not by just words. And I know he has a good heart. I mean, I see friends, and he's very solid, hard worker. I mean, I get to meet people who, you know, grow up together with him, and everyone speaks good of him. He has integrity.
Okay.
Yeah. So the thing right now, I don't know if I should pull away from him for a little bit or, you know, have a talk with him, say, hey, you know what, this is what I see, and I am not going to allow you to disrespect me. I feel disrespected when you say those things, and then you say, I'm just kidding. It's not healthy.
Okay, hold on. We're going to help you right after this.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. We are talking to Maria, dating a guy. She says he's a good guy. He's disrespectful of her. And then he says he's kidding when she shows him that that didn't feel too good. So I'm going to let Jill crank us up here. And
I had a thought, Maria. You know, you're wondering about this relationship, and you've already invested a year. And, you know, the more we invest, the harder it is to de-invest, because we think, well, just a little bit longer, a little bit more, and maybe it'll come around. I think I like the fact, Maria, that you're saying, I don't like this, and this isn't okay. And I think that that's important for you to not accept that kind of behavior. This man was very hurt, and no one would deny his hurt. I think it's obvious that he's not gotten completely through the grieving process. And it's only, you guys have been dating a year. I don't know how long his marriage has been broken up. But there is a lot that is still lingering. Especially, and I don't know if you're the first woman he's dated since this has occurred.
Yes, I am.
Okay. I think it's important that you say something to him. I think you need to confront this behavior. You know, you can do it lovingly, but let him know that you think that he's getting you confused with his ex-wife, and that his anger towards her and his hurt is leaking out into your relationship. And just because he says, just kidding, doesn't erase the hurtful comments he's making.
Exactly.
Right? Well, and that you can't, it's not healthy for either one of you to continue on with you kind of taking the rap for what she did.
Right, exactly.
And so, you know, I think unless he's willing to get back in therapy and address these things, then you're going to have to back away from the relationship and give him some space to, to where he'll have to come to terms with that.
And when a man says just kidding, he's not kidding.
Right.
And that's
it's
something.
It's a way to soften the blow, isn't it?
Yeah. It's,
sure, I'm going to slap you. Oh, just kidding.
Yeah.
Right. He say, well, you haven't learned my sense of humor yet.
But well, it's got a bite to it.
Well, in a year,
I'm going to tell you something.
It's got a bite. That's the problem.
At our marriage workshops, we talk about kidding. Kidding isn't kidding. And we're not kidding. It's a big deal. It's something.
It is a big deal.
Especially sarcasm with a bite.
Yeah, it's something that people have to deal with. And it is a defense mechanism. It's not. It's a serious thing, is what I'm trying to say.
Right.
So you have to, either he sees that or not. But here's what I would say. He needs to be out on his own dealing with this problem without you around.
Well,
that's what I think.
And with him not wanting to go to therapy, that says this is as far as I want to come in terms of my rebound and my growth.
Right.
And that's a big red flag along with the I'm kidding thing. There's two big red flags for me that I hear that say you should end the relationship at least temporarily.
Yeah, he may not be Mr. Wrong, but he is certainly Mr. Not Right Now.
So. Right. I totally understand. Because, you know, I people often say, oh my gosh, you put up with so much, yet you just have a really good heart and patience. And, you know, I want to help, but you know what? And it gets to a point where enough is enough, and I am not going to put up with disrespect. Mm-hmm. You know, I know that for sure who I am, and I know that my God has a good plan for me, and if it's not him, it's someone else.
Right.
Okay, so when your friends, listen to this, when your friends say to you, boy, you put up with so much, see, they're really nice people. No. They love you. And they don't want to hurt your feelings. But I think if you were to talk with them, they might level with you and say, what we really mean here is we don't think it's very healthy when you put up with so much.
Not at all.
Yeah, it's not really a compliment that they're giving you.
They're just being nice to you.
Trying to warn you.
Mm-hmm. They don't know how to tell you.
Right, exactly.
So, and I would go and ask some of those people that say that, you know, tell me more. Mm-hmm. I have a feeling you're trying to tell me something, and yet you don't want to hurt my feelings, but I'm ready to hear it. And I think you need to hear from some of your friends, because that would help. But Maria, I also like the fact that you're valuing yourself.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, and that you are worth more than this.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
I already went through so much. You know, husband, and yes, at the beginning, everything was sweet and nice, but, you know, it's like I'm praying a lot, and Lord, give me clarity and on what to
do. So,
and
okay,
I feel like he's training my heart a little bit to be, you know.
Okay, so you said, Lord, give me clarity. You called us. We're giving you some
clarity.
By
accident.
We're giving you some clarity.
I don't think it was an accident, Maria.
No, that was God's acting.
We think this is from the Lord. That we think this clarity that we're giving you here is from the Lord, or we wouldn't be saying it, right?
Totally,
so the question is, what are you going to do? That's the big question.
He is having surgery on Thursday, so I already committed to help him. For a couple of days.
Okay.
But I will have a talk with him. I say, you know what? This is how it feels. I mean, I don't know how much you value the relationship on me, but I think we need to take some time, and you need to really think about what you want, because it's hurting us and it's not healthy for neither one of us.
Right. And you know what? He's not going to like himself if he continues treating you this way.
Right.
You know, and I think you tell him you think he's a really good guy, but he has this glaring area that isn't healthy for either one of you.
It means he hasn't finished with the first marriage.
Right.
So here's what I would say. I'd be very specific. I wouldn't be wishy-washy.
Mm-mm.
You're a great guy. You're a great guy.
Yes.
You need help. Your kidding isn't kidding. I don't like it. Mm-hmm. And you need to go get some counseling. You've already said, no, you won't. Well, I'm not going to be with you if you aren't willing to get some help.
Okay.
Now, it's in his court, what he does.
Right. Yeah, how he responds to that will be very telling, Maria.
Yeah.
Be direct so you can get that feedback.
Okay.
It's just that simple.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you guys.
Yeah, I'm glad you called us by accident. And I hope something we've said, helps you to do a very difficult thing, because you're such a nice person.
Mm-hmm.
But we think it's what you need to do. We think this is how things are going to get better. All right. Now I'm going to send you, is this the one? I hope that will help you. and I'm going to send you take your life back, because I think you could really benefit from taking a look at, you know, how maybe you're turning things over to somebody else, like your decisions, and just out of niceness, and you get some affirmation for that, and this will help you be the your own decider, help you value your own self. It's all right in there. Take your life back. All right, let's go. How about Shirley? Coral, Cape Coral, Florida. Hi there. How are you?
Hey, I'm okay. Thank you.
Good. What's going on?
Well, I hope I can make some sense. I've just been trying to write it down. I would like to have help in knowing what to do next. I've been married 34 years and members of our church for 21 years. I've just gotten a restraining order and for physical abuse with my husband. We received counsel the first years of our marriage and even in the first years in this particular church. And I can't find one person in all these years that I ever told about him physically abusing me, but I did tell him about his anger and the porn and the provoking our children. And I'm just in a lot of conflict about what to do next. I don't know if this is making any sense.
Sure,
That's where I am. I actually called New Life this morning, and they told me about this, and I'm very appreciative of you all.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so how long has the abuse gone on?
He has just confessed to all 34 years of not only the mental and emotional, but also of some physical, of many physical abuses that I would not have ever, I did not even remember them.
Mm-hmm. And you're doing something now you've never done before. Did something happen different?
Yeah.
Yeah. What
worse,
changed?
Whatever. What went on?
Yes. Well, you know what really, whatever, what really got me to make that step of telling someone finally the physical abuse was I was getting ready to start keeping a child in my home, and mm-hmm. I just knew that I could not do that with the possibility of what had taken place a couple weeks before.
Which was?
And so it was a physical abuse.
Oh. Okay. Well, that was awfully great that you did that rather than just blindly bring the child into the home.
Yes. And a friend had me go to a counselor, and this man I had seen before, but this time he said to me, you have one of two choices. You either get a restraining order or you go back home. And at this point, I knew I didn't need to go back home, and I really didn't want to get the restraining order, but I did.
Good
and
for
today
you.
I'm just in a lot of emotional conflict in regard to the good counsel that I've received, such as submitting and respecting and loving. I never told them the physical abuses. I did these other things. I mean, they even told me all those years ago, call the police.
Okay, let me talk to you for a minute. We get it. I understand what you're talking about.
Okay.
So people have taken a few verses, and you've gone along with them, and they've used those verses to direct you. But those scriptures are not reflective of what we call the whole counsel of God. Okay? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so if we take one thing in particular and we land on that, then we can do some pretty crummy things. For instance, when it says for you to submit to him, do you know what it also says?
Yes.
It says right before the submission part, it says submit yourselves one to another out of reverence for Christ. So if we look at the whole counsel of God, it's that a woman needs to submit to the man that is dying to self for her the way Christ died for the church. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Your husband is not dying to himself. He's killing you. So he's not part of the deal. In the context with which that scripture is given, you see, it's a mutuality. So when he's not doing this, some people say you should just blindly let yourself be beaten up. That is not the whole counsel of God. God hates divorce. You know what else he hates? He hates people that he hates the fact that they get beaten and they're his creation, created in his image. So for you to say, I'm going to submit and stay and be beaten, is not adhering to the full counsel of God. Because there's no place in the Bible that you will ever see that God says, I want you to enable evil in your home. And if you had been given the whole counsel, this guy would have been locked up a long time ago, or he would have gotten the help that he needed. And you wouldn't have just been physically abused 2 weeks ago. So we're gonna give you some help, and we want your courage to be coupled with it.
I am just so thankful for this weekend. It's been amazing to see how Satan messes up marriages in so many ways.
My name is Shelley Martinkus, and I want to personally invite you to the Restore Workshop. If you have been affected by betrayal, it might be that your husband has been looking at pornography. It might be an emotional, a physical affair. I would love for you to come join us.
Through Shelley's example, I have seen such transparency. It's just been amazing. I've just been able to let out all the yucky details.
You will leave with hope, with a community of sisters ready to support you, and you will also leave with tools to move you forward on this journey. Please don't hesitate. Pick up the phone, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I would love to see you there.
The Restore Workshop is coming to Orange County, California, March 1st through the 3rd. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man, and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me, and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. New Life. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, and we haven't heard from Dave here, and so I'd like Dave to take this and help Shirley do what we might consider or call the next right thing.
Well, he's also been unfaithful, Shirley, because of the pornography. You mentioned that, and that is the same as adultery. It's just with an image rather than an object rather than a person. But it would be with a person if he wanted to, and he may have already done that. So that makes your option of divorce at least biblically sound. But you put up with an awful lot over the years, and that's kept it alive and kept it happening, and it's not going to change very easily. The first thing I would deal with the porn issue, and I would say you got to go to Every Man's Battle, or else I'm done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And Shirley, we know you might not be at the point of divorce yet, but you've had to set this kind of boundary, because without this, I mean, you've had 34 years and he hasn't changed,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
So, you know, Steve was mentioning as we went to the break that it's going to take some courage on your part. You need to have the support around you, continue going to the counselor, have your friends around you, and just take it a step at a time. But your husband needs this boundary, and I agree. I think he needs to go to every man's battle, or I don't see any hope for things ever changing, because we've got to get the pornography issue dealt with, because that, you know, fuels a lot of anger.
Yeah, that's a lot of the of the abuse comes from that kind of a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. He's living a double life.
Yes. Yes.
So,
is there anything that I can do to get myself? See, I don't even know how to ask a question. Healthy help. Sort of
yes. Yes. You yes, need
so,
to go.
So
you
nice of you to ask.
You need to have a counselor, a therapist working with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ongoing.
Yeah.
Ongoing
be,
through
it,
this.
It would be for whatever reason you've told yourself that you didn't need that. It would really be foolish for you to continue thinking that thought, that you've stayed in this abusive situation so long. Says, boy, you need an ongoing consultation with a mature, most likely a woman who can direct you in how to get yourself.
But it sounds like this man has also been very helpful, so I wouldn't rule him out either.
Yeah,
because she's been with a man, and you might need someone actually that you feel like has some strength, right, and that can see it from the man's perspective as well.
Either one would
either
be okay with me. I just know that the conflict comes, and you spoke on it, the first man who spoke about the spiritual things. You know, I don't know kind of who to trust. I kind of feel not trusting with people that I really love and respect, but I didn't give them all the information. And so they couldn't really help me. Does that make sense? And now
you were hiding. You were hiding the truth, but I think you were also hiding it from yourself, Shirley. You didn't want it to be true.
And you've forgotten it, so much of it,
Well, and the abusive cycle is that it's very easy. I mean, the reason why you need people around you is it's very easy to get sucked back in. As soon as your husband starts being nice, right? There's that cycle where they're nice and they make up and you think it's going to be different. And
they apologize.
And then it's not. And you've gotten sucked into that over and over and over again.
Uh-huh.
Right? Uh-huh. Because who wants to break up their marriage after 34 years? No one.
Right.
You kept hoping that it would change. But you didn't.
Right.
But you did collude with him by never exposing him.
I know it.
Right? You were afraid.
And my four children have suffered from this, and it's just, it's a horrible thing.
Now you have to show them how, no matter what has happened in the past, this
now is
how
time.
We pick up our lives and we get better. We get well.
And
that's
I think you
need to show them.
You can apologize to them and let them know
how
sorry you are that you weren't ready. But you're ready now.
Yeah.
You're ready now to do something about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I have done that, and God bless them. They are precious towards me, and I know the confusion and the pain is unbearable for them. So if I can get help, Lord willing, that will help them do the same thing.
That will.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, I'm glad you called.
I need a therapist. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you hang on, we'll give you some names from people that are there in your area.
Yeah.
I also think maybe the Restore workshop, either Restore or Finding Freedom, would be good workshops for
the thing is, she should be in Restore because he has a pornography problem. And the men that are married to the women that go there, they have a pornography problem. And she will find other women who have been,
and we have
exactly
one coming
where
up
she
soon.
Is. Yep, and so then you know once you find other people that have lived where you've lived, then you have more courage mm-hmm. to do the brave
thing. Right, you don't feel alone.
No, that's right. Okay, so we'll take a break, come back. We'll have Larry Sonnenberg come on. He's going to talk to us a little bit about what happened at the marriage weekend and the great testimonies that we heard. We love the testimonies. They really show just how much progress you can make when you're determined that things are never going to be the same again. All right, we'll take a break and come right back. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Last year, after every man's battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and in the studio is Larry Sonnenberg. Larry, first of all, a lot of people are aware that you had a little fall, and tell everybody how it's
making
going.
Faces at you, Steve.
Yeah. I think you ought. I think
well,
people.
Thanks.
Well, hey, Larry's on. What's? I think they'd feel. Really,
You know, it happened January the 5th, and it's kind of been a long road, but this is my fifth day without any of the symptoms, and the last symptom to leave is dizziness.
Awesome.
And I'm
seeing a
chiropractic neurologist who is dynamite. She is really good, and I'm going twice more this week, and I'm hoping that's the end of it, but we'll see.
Well, I'm really encouraged, and I think the good thing news is you and I were together for the first time since the accident, and no symptoms reoccurred. And so I think that was a big concern.
You didn't make his head spin,
you didn't trigger
Steve.
It.
Yeah, I was pleased you didn't have those symptoms. Yeah,
me too. So anyway, well, we're glad are better. And
me too.
I think one of the reasons they're better is that you guys didn't just minimize it. You know, you got the help, and that's what we're always trying to get people to do, of course, on here. Don't minimize whatever it is you're going through. Get the help that you need. Now, you were there at the marriage.
Yes, I was.
Intensive, and you always write down some of the things that the people are saying during the testimony time. You want to share a little bit about that?
Well, I want to read a couple of testimonies. One's shorter than the other, but I'll tell you why. This one. This is a lady named Linda. She says, "We have a great marriage, and we're so excited to learn more. This weekend went beyond my expectations. Almost everything was new information or a new approach. The rest of our years together will be so much richer and fun because of what we learned this weekend and how to get to practice. The approach to the new information was accessible, comfortable, and doable." And, you know, we tell people, this workshop is, we emphasize so much the drastic side. This is your last chance effort. This is your marriage is in disarray. But it's also for those folks that have marriages that are not in disarray, mm-hmm. but need tune-ups and need to be reminded.
But want to grow deeper,
yeah,
right? And
right.
have greater intimacy.
But then here's the other side. This is from a young gal named Justine. She said, "This weekend was the last hope for our marriage. Being only married for a little short of 3 years, we were ready to call it quits because the volatile nature of our relationship was only damaging ourselves and our son. The trials and obstacles leading to this weekend were almost unbearable. However, now we see why. With addiction, betrayal, and an emotional affair, and a myriad of childhood trauma polluting our union, it appeared impossible to ever be able to make it work. Here at this workshop, we had our," and she underlines this, "first ever conversation without yelling, blaming, and accusing. Thanks to the amazing tools provided by Mylon and Kay, we were able to tap into the forgiveness that we both so desperately needed from the prompting of the hilarious Steve Arterburn. I personally was okay with the fact that I will never want to be intimate with my husband for the remainder of what I thought would be a short marriage. This weekend proved otherwise, as we were able to not only be intimate again, physically, but emotionally and spiritually in ways I never thought possible. God took our dead marriage of dry bones and used New Life's amazing and dedicated counselors, therapists, participants to speak life and hope into a seemingly impossible situation. Today as we leave, we commit to keep using these tools that the breath of God and love will radiate through all our struggles. This weekend was nothing short of a miracle."
Hmm. Now, again, that is from somebody who was done.
Yeah, they were done. Mm-hmm. Last ditch effort.
Yeah. And so I do, we do want to emphasize that you don't have to be in that bad a shape to come. But I also want to emphasize, before you walk away from a marriage,
right,
you ought to come to this. You ought to be able to say when you walk away, "We went to that. We did everything possible." Because I'm going to tell you this. You may not want to hear this, but if you come, it's probably not going to be the end of your marriage. And then if you come also, it is probably going to be the end of a rather mediocre marriage or pretty good marriage. And things are going to get better than you ever dreamed they could be. So you got to call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Find out about the one that's coming up in June, because it'll be powerful.
And at another time, I'm going to read another one. The paper was all, Dave and Joe can see it was all crumpled up.
Oh, wow.
And the guy pulled it out of the trash can because of what happened at the workshop Saturday night.
Hmm. Unbelievable. Oh, that's so cool. All right, so next show we do, you read that.
Well,
now, Larry, since you've been,
let me make one comment. It's important to realize that this is different than any other conference you can go to.
Amen,
because
to
you not only get input, you get context in which you wrestle with the input and wrestle with some other couples and get support from other couples. I mean, it's just the interactive, intensive part of it.
It's not just a passive workshop.
No,
you're just getting education.
Yeah. Somebody said to me, we went to this other workshop this weekend about marriage with this other ministry. He said they shouldn't even be called the same thing. Mm. You know, you shouldn't compare them because it's just totally different. Because we've got the therapist and all that we do there, and we've got Mylon and Kay. All right, now before we go back to the calls, Larry. We need some folks to step up here and join Club New Life.
We're yes, we do.
Way behind, since you have not been around to keep us.
He hasn't forgotten the numbers.
Yeah, we need. We projected for the year that we need 6 Club New Life signups every day we're on radio, and in the month of January we did pretty well. If we didn't meet it, we were close. February we're averaging 2 per day. And without the growth of Club New Life, we're going to be spending days just doing nothing but asking for funds on radio, and we don't want to do that.
No, we don't.
So, please.
the thank you gift alone is valuable. 4 30-minute videos that Mylon and Kay did on anger and love styles, parenting your adult kids, talking to your kids about sex, and 12 questions that'll change any relationship. And then on top of that, the video library. We've got 200 videos up now that you can choose from on any topic you can imagine. And we're asking for $30 or more a month. That's it. It's a dollar a day. And every month we'll send you a CD or a download. You'll get a couple radio calls, interviews, testimonies, teaching, what's new, what's happening at New Life. Just call us, please, now, just 800-NEW-LIFE, or go online, click the donate button, and it takes you to a page you can sign up. But if you could be one of six or more, we would really appreciate it.
Yeah. And there are other benefits, and we're grateful
there are
when
others.
You do. We're so grateful for everybody that has signed up. But we just can't do it without you. And so please help us if you possibly can. And we're so grateful for every person that's been part of this New Life giving family. It's just, we're blown away by your generosity. We just need you to come through for us if you've never given.
And thank you to everybody who is part of Club New Life and who is giving to New Life. I don't ever want to forget to say thank you.
That's right. Thank you, Larry. Right. And let's go back to 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's the number. Call us right now and say, okay, I'm going to be part of the New Life giving family. Okay? All right. Do it. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, let's talk with Jean, Vancouver, Canada. That's where she's calling from. Hi, Jean. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
Sure. What's going on?
Okay. I'm in a situation. I have been living in a common law relationship for 13 years, but I've been a Christian for two.
Okay.
I want to get married now.
All right. Good idea.
He's not a Christian, though, and because of my reasoning, he doesn't want to. You see, before I became a Christian, he asked me many times, and it was me that denied him.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we have a daughter together. She's 11 mm-hmm. years old, and I know what we have to do, but I don't know how to make it happen. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to end the relationship over that.
Well, it sounds like to me you're in a pretty big bind here.
I really am. But I do believe that God has amazing plans for my family. I believe it's going to happen.
Well, let me just, before we go to the break, I want to tell you guys trying to work this out on your own probably have zero potential for a good outcome.
That's not good news.
Because
just try to work it on your
own.
This
is, I mean, what is a bigger issue in your life ever than this? And you've probably sought out tax help or something else for issues, much smaller issues than this. Real estate agent or something like that. This is the big one. We'll give you whatever help we can give you right after this. You're listening to New Life.
She said, we need to talk. She's asked me for the first time if I would consider myself a sex addict. You know, I thought it was just about admitting the things that I had done wrong. I never had a clue that it was about redeeming our story. You know, I thought it was just about coming clean on what I had done. I had no idea how to help her with her pain. She was a mess, I was a mess, and we got divorced. Going to EMB, surrounding myself with these other men, they accepted me for who I was and what I had done, but they challenged me to step up and do better. You know, they'll be around other men who are not just pointing the finger, but willing to get in and wade through it with them, you know, get in the trenches. They'll get hope from this workshop. Take my sweet wife and my story. We were divorced, remarried, and on our way to what I think will be the sweetest years of our lives. You know, it's no longer simply about surviving. For the first time ever, you know, we're thriving, we're enjoying where we're at.
Hey, listen, if you're struggling, we want to see you at the workshop. Give us a call, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel
feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant? I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Really glad you're with us here today on New Life Live. Right now, one of these situations, common law, wants to get married. Jean listens on Sirius XM. Jean, is there any time where he said to you, well, you wouldn't do it when I wanted to do it. Now I'm not going to because you want to do it?
Yes.
Or any? Okay.
Mm-hmm. So he's getting back at
so
you.
Here, regardless of anything else, when we grow up, we learn that we don't make decisions today based on things that happened in the past. We make them, when we love somebody, we make them based on what's the best thing. The best thing
right.
for you, your daughter, mm-hmm. and him, is for you guys to be officially married. I'm so sorry that he can't see that. But see, I don't think you're going to be able to convince him of anything because he's just dug in his heels.
Well, and this is why it's important for people to get married early on. You know, after a certain point, the longer people date, the less likely they are to get married.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. They say 2 years if it hasn't
right.
happened to, by
between
2 years.
Between a year and a half to 2.5 years, yeah. Yes, that's right. So now you guys, I mean, you're living like a married couple, so now you have issues like a married couple. And that's getting in the way of you, you know, claiming your love for each other and saying, okay, you know, we're just going to make this official. So I think it's time, if you haven't already, to get into some therapy to deal with the issues and why he's feeling the need to retaliate against you. You know, how hurt was he when you rejected his proposals?
He's jealous over my relationship with the Lord now, and there's all kinds of elements in the way.
Okay.
Well, and he probably thinks that you want to get married just because of your faith, and that adds to his jealousy.
Which is a part, a big part of it.
Yeah, but
I would
talk about.
So he's right.
Wanting to get married because you want to make permanent the relationship, and because you value him so much, make it about him. But
absolutely.
I would back off and go slow with it, because the faster you try to get him to agree, the more he's going to resist.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if he sees you relax about it, that's going to make a big difference in terms of his willingness to move that way.
I was just going to say,
we all want to be bold in our faith, but at this point, you want to be sure you're not overdoing it in his face.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Peter talks about winning him by your silence. He tells the wives to do that, and just do it by showing him in your life what Jesus says.
Yeah,
makes
and
sense?
It's unfortunate for my daughter because she's caught between the middle, right in the
right,
middle.
Right. But I think you really maybe, and maybe you have, humble yourself and apologize for the hurt and for your lack of willingness in the past, and that you were wrong. You were just absolutely dead wrong.
I have done that.
Okay.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to hear what you had to say about me still living this way and not really making that move yet to get married.
Well, I don't know what the laws are in Canada, but being a common law wife in most states means you're as good as married because mm-hmm. of the longevity of the relationship and being together.
Yeah, I believe it's the same here.
Right. So it
so
seems
it's not
like
a simple thing where mm-hmm. you just go and you know, do the right thing and either you marry him or leave, this kind of thing. It's complicated. And you got into it. You weren't saved. Now you are. So you got to take your time. You need really, really good, wise counsel all through it, I think. And,
yes.
I hope that you'll let us help you find that. Okay?
Thank you so much.
All right. I'm glad you called.
Thanks for your call.
I really appreciate it. And we feel for you. I'm glad that you're really wanting to do the right thing. So hang on. I'm going to try to get some help for you. You are listening to New Life Live. And every day, you know, we're dealing with the reality of life. It's mm-hmm. not easy.
Right.
And, you know, I was just talking with had lunch with a campus pastor at one of the universities here. And he was talking about how hard it is for people to know that they need counseling. And I just said to him, you know, anybody asking, do I need counseling, really it's the wrong question. The question is, given the challenge in front of me, would I benefit mm-hmm. from talking to somebody who spent so many years studying and training to give the best counsel possible? And of course you would benefit from that. Just the fact that you're asking, if right. I need it, I think that guarantees you, you'd benefit from it.
So it's not that I'm that messed up that I need it. It's that, wow, I could gain something here to better my life.
Yes, that's right. So let us help you. Please call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Get that third party in there. Makes all the difference in the world. Absolutely. All the difference in the world. So please let us help you. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, we've got some great, great workshops coming up. We have therapists all over this country that we want to try to find help for you. One of those therapists. We've got workshops, and the next one is Restore. That's on March the 1st in Orange County. It's a couple of weeks away. You could sign up right now to have your life never, ever be the same again. Wouldn't that be amazing? That's what we want to see for you, never the same again. Then, Every Man's Battle is March the 8th. We do that every month because the need is so, so very great. That's March the 8th. And then the New Life Weekend, Finding Freedom, that's May the 3rd. And Intimacy and Marriage, June the 28th. Now, all of these have been designed to do what a lot of people think is absolutely impossible when they come to them. And then they discover it wasn't impossible. And that God can really do a work that you never, ever dreamed. But you have to come. You have to let us help you, and we hope that you will. So you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask for the kind of help that you need. Now, I quote this proverb so often, but it just means an awful lot to me. And it's the proverb that says, when you wink at wrong, you cause trouble, but an open rebuke brings lasting peace. Now, look. What that's saying is you can't ignore the truth. Peacemakers, they're the ones that are disturbing the peace. They're not just laying around keeping the peace. They're doing whatever it takes for things to change. It's the peacekeeper that's trying to avoid, you know, any kind of conflict, don't want to hurt somebody's feelings. Listen, not all hurt is harmful. Sometimes we have to take a risk and we have to allow somebody to experience hurt before they can receive help. Otherwise, we're enabling the evil that can exist within. If you need help, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you're on the line, you hold on. And if you want to join us in the next program, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Thank you, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Dr. Dave Stoop. all of you who listen and watch and support this ministry. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.